reconcile the brothers and sisters.
把这现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考耶稣基督给世人的一封信。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study on the topic, an epistle from Lord Jesus to the world.
我们今天晚上用这个主题来谈谈我们每一个作为主的门徒怎样在世人眼前成为美好的见证人。
And tonight, we'd like to utilize this opportunity to study as how each of us as an apostle of God may become a witness for Him.
这也是我们现在的读经进度在读哥林多后书第三章的一个主题。
This is also the theme to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
过去我们人跟人沟通在没有电话以前 一般都是借着书信往来来传达内心的想法或者是思念。
And before a man can communicate through telephones, we communicate through letters.
即使有了电话，那个时代的电话费用很高，所以一般普通的百姓也用不起电话。
Even in the time when they do have the telephones, it was very costly, so ordinary people cannot afford to use the telephone.
所以，其实，在没有多久以前。 人跟人之间沟通的最好的管道就是借着书信往来，来传达彼此的想法。Therefore,
just not too long ago, the best method, the channel for communication between people, are through the ways of writing letters.
所以这是为什么在古时候有专门在送信的这些系统，然后衍生出了人跟人之间一个很重要的往来的管道。
And this is why in the ancient days, they had the system of messengers as the channel between, of communication between people.
但是最近这20年来，资讯的世代、电脑的应用改变了我们人的生活方式，包括我们人跟人沟通的管道。But
we know in the recent 20 years, with the development of technology and computers, they have greatly changed our ways of communication.
所以我们现在的人基本上
Therefore, today, most people no longer know what writing letters are.
我们在座年纪比较长的人，我们过去如果要向家里报平安，你来到美国，大部分都是用写信的方法。For
most of us, more senior here in the past, if we need to tell our relatives who are overseas how we are doing, we need to write letters to
them.或者是我们到哪个地方去旅游，我们看到这个地方风景很好。 很美，我们就买一张明信片，然后写几句问候的话，就寄到我们所关心的人那里去了。Or
whenever we go travel, if we see something beautiful, then we will purchase a postcard from that country and send it back to our relatives or friends.
那过去的时代，在谈恋爱的情人，他们表达他们心里的爱慕，通常也是借着书信来传给对方了解。
And we know in the past, the romantic couples, they will often write letters or love letters to each other as well.
那可是我们现在想想看，在我们的生活当中，写信这件事情好像成为很久以前的事了。But
if you look at our lives today, writing letter seems as something of the past.
我们已经觉得这个是一个又慢又费时又没有效率的方法了。
We now see it as something that is both ineffective and something perhaps a waste of time.
小弟已经很久没有写过信了。And
for I myself have not written a letter for a long time.
要写信，要贴邮票，还不知道邮票到底去哪里，没有找不到邮票。If
I need to write a letter, I need to put postage. I don't know where I put my stamps or if I have any at all.
所以，我们在座的想想看，我们已经多久没有写过信了。So
for all of us, let's think about when was the last time we actually wrote a letter.
这是为什么这个邮局业务已经不是在送信了。And
this is why today the post office no longer had the function of delivering letters.
邮局的任务好像是变成在送广告。And
so it's as if they're only for the use of delivering ads.
所以我们通常去信箱打开来看，大部分都是广告。So
whenever we open our mailbox, it is full of different ads.
各种不同的广告。
All sorts of ads.
但是已经很少看到我们从信箱里面收到我们所爱的人或者是我们所关心的人他所写给我们的信息。And
very rarely do we receive any letters from those that we know or those that we care about.
那所以渐渐的我们遗忘了书信这件事情。
Therefore, eventually, gradually, we've forgotten about such thing as letters.
现在的孩子，现在的小朋友已经不知道什么叫写信给父母亲了。
All the children today no longer know, don't know what it means to write letters to their parents.
他们也没有收过从父母亲写给他们的信呢。
And perhaps they have never received a letter written from their parents.
我们现在用电子邮件。有时候很方便的，随便写两个句就送过去，意思知道就好了。
Because now very conveniently, everybody writes email, perhaps just a sentence or two, then we send it to them.
其实现在 email 已经落伍了。
But even now, emails have fallen behind.
现在即时的那个 Line 或者是微信，或者是现在有很多新的东西，我其实也不是很清楚。不过马上就可以跟对方联络了。
But now there are instant messages such as lines or text.
那所以要坐下来。好好的写一封信，基本上世人已经觉得太慢，而且找不到这样的时间能够静下心来想来写出他的想法。
Therefore, now in order to actually sit down, take the time to write a letter, for most people, we think of it as a waste of time and something we don't have the time to do.
但事实上，借着文字的书信，是我们人类社会。文明之所以能以延续的一个很重要的管道。
But we know through letters and writings, it is the basis for the development and continuation of human civilization.
就是说，有一些很重要的人间思想的精华是借着书信被保留下来的。
And we can say many of the most fundamental or most precious philosophies to mankind were preserved through writings.
那其实我们如果看圣经，我们发现新约圣经保罗所写的十三封信里面，这个书卷其实就是他的十三封信。
Also, if we study the Bible, we will know that the 13 letters written by Paul, or the 13 books, are in fact the epistles written by Paul.
那这十三封的书卷，也就是十三封的信，是保罗在不同的地点、不同的时间，针对不同的对象，为了解决不同的问题所写出来的圣经里面的作品。
So all these three, 13 different letters were written by Paul at a certain location, certain time, appointed for certain people in order to solve certain problems.
有了这些保罗他当时候写给众教会的信，今天我们对主耶稣基督的救恩才可以这么清楚的了解。
It is because of these 13 letters written by Paul to the churches that we may have this profound understanding of Lord's grace.
我们对耶稣基督所传达这个天国永生的救恩才能够这么有把握。
And this is how we have this surety of this salvation, the heavenly kingdom preached by our Lord Jesus.
所以我们从读圣经本身，我们就会发现说，其实书信非常的重要。
Therefore, from reading the Bible itself, we'll come to understand letters and writings itself is very important.
因为要写一封信，这个作者他本身需要静下来，在神面前要想写什么。
Therefore, in order to write a letter, the author himself need to be calm before the Lord to think about what he needs to write.
他要祷告，求神帮助，要怎么样下笔。让这些文字的信息可以传达到对方。
He needs to pray for the guidance and lead, for God's guidance, so he may know how to deliver the message.
那这些信息能够被对方接受，而且能够产生功效，才是重点。
And the key is that these messages may be received by the recipient, and they may be edified.
我们最近的读经进度在读哥林多后书。
And recently, we're studying the book of Second Corinthians.
我们如果照进度，今天是读第三章。
According to our schedule, we're on chapter 3 tonight.
在哥林多后书第二章里面，我们看到保罗他再三的提到他曾经写给哥林多教会另外有一封书信。
So in chapter 2, we can see how Paul had emphasized that he had once written another letter to the church of Corinth.
我们现在请看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
请看第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3, and I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy, having confidence in you, all that my joy is in the joy of you all.
第四节
Verse 4, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you.
我们继续看第九节
That's read verse 9. For to this end I wrote, that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things.
我们看到 这经文的描述，就知道说这封信是保罗他在心里难过、多多流泪的情况下所写的。
So from the description of this chapter, we can see that this book, this letter was written while Paul was in deep grief.
这一封信并不是哥林多后书哦。
And this book actually is not Second Corinthians.
这其实是在哥林多前书跟哥林后书这两封信之间另外的。一封信给哥林多教会的信徒。
This is another letter in between First and Second Corinthians that was addressed to the Church of Corinth.
那这封信保罗写得非常的严厉。
And this was a very harsh letter written by Paul.
因为连他自己事后回想都觉得他好像下笔太重了。
Even when he thought back to writing this letter, he thought he had, his words were too harsh.
但是出乎他意料之外的是，这封信竟然产生了非常明显的效果。
But it was out of expectation that this letter took great effect in the church.
因为当哥林多教会的信徒看到保罗这封信，他们的心里就产生懊悔，对他们所犯的错误，他们觉得需要改变。
So because once the members in Church of Corinth read this letter, they felt sorrow at heart and they were willing to repent.
结果这封信，事后就让保罗他的心得到安慰了。
In the end, this letter comforted the heart of Paul.
我们现在请看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章第八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8. For even if I made you sorrow with my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
第九节。
Verse 9. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing.
第十节。
Verse 10. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
你看到这里第八节说，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，就是他所写的这一封信，就是在哥林多前书跟后书之间的那一封信。
So here Paul is sorry for that letter, which is in between the first and second Corinthians. This letter that made them sorry.
他说这封信叫信徒看了会忧愁的。
So here says this letter made them sorry.
但是他后来很欢喜，因为他知道这个忧愁是要让他们生出没有后悔的懊悔来。
But later he rejoiced because this sorrow led to repentance.
因为他们可以了解神的心意。
Because now they can understand the will of God.
他们知道他们需要在哪个地方改变，然后来弥补他们过去所犯的错误。
Now they understood where they needed to be improved and where they need to make up for their mistakes.
所以这封信后来是借着提多送到教会信徒那里去的。
Later on, this epistle was delivered to the members by Titus.
那我们现在接下来看第六节。
Now let us read verse 6.Verse 6, nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
第七节。
Verse 7, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, which he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, of your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more.
你看他这里就说明他写的这封信是借着提多送到信徒那边去，现在提多回来报告信徒看完这封信的反应是什么？
And here it tells us the letter was delivered by Titus, and Titus returned telling, reporting to Paul the response of the members.
在第七节特别强调，当信徒看了保罗所写的信以后，哇，他们心里面就是很哀痛，他们对他们所犯的错误觉得需要懊悔改变。
And so verse 7 says the members they were in deep mourning and they were in repentance.
结果就让作者保罗他就非常的欢喜，他就觉得很感谢神。
By knowing that, Paul himself was greatly rejoiced.
所以因着信，保罗他也得到安慰了。
Because of the letter, Paul himself was comforted.
那在哥林多后书第二章里面，他在强调这封信，他当时候写信的心情跟用意在哪里。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, emphasize on his mindset and his emotions of writing this very letter.
到了第三章以后，
Until chapter 3.
那保罗就继续延续这个有关于写信这个主题。
Then he continued on this topic of writing an epistle.
但是他现在把这个重点转到另一个方向去了。
But now he has placed the focus onto something else.
他现在不再强调他本身所写信的这个 这件事而已。
So he no longer emphasized on the matter of him writing this letter.
我们现在看哥林多后书三章第一节。
Let's read Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1.
请读第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4. Verse 1. Do we begin again by to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? Verse 2. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. 3. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Verse 4, and we have such trust through Christ toward God.
这一段圣经呢，其实他在提到说，今天每一个主耶稣的门徒，其实就是神写给世人的一封信。
So here tell us, every disciple of our Lord Jesus is in fact an epistle written by Christ to the world.
从这一段信息，我们看到写信的人是耶稣基督。
And from this message, we can see the author of this letter is Lord Jesus Christ.
因为第三节说，你们明显是基督的信。
Verse 3 says, clearly you are an epistle of Christ.
那主耶稣基督在天上，他这封信借着他的仆人写成的。
And Lord Jesus is in heaven, it is by his servant that this letter was accomplished.
所以他说借着我们修成的，借着我们指的当时候的神的这些仆人使徒们。
So it tells us that it's ministered by us who are the apostles and disciples of Christ.
第三节又说他不是写在石板上，是写在心板上的。
And also said it is not written on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh.
不是用墨写的，而是用神永生神的灵写的。
It is not written by ink, but by the Spirit of the living God.
所以这封信写在人的心上。
So this letter is written on the hearts of men.
用圣灵写成的。
It is also written by the Spirit of God.
那这封信所论到的事情是有关于神的道理。
And what this letter speaks of is the teachings of God.
其实也就是在论耶稣基督本身。
He also speaks about Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为耶稣基督就是神的奥秘。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
神的道理在耶稣基督的身上都显明了。
And the teachings and truth of God have been fulfilled, manifested through Christ.
这一封信，他是要写给世人看，所以念诵的人是世界上所有的人。
And this letter is written to the world, so it is the world, people in the world who read this letter.
所以第二节说，你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
And therefore, verse 2 says, you are the, it's known and read by all men.
我们就从这一段圣经来想一些我们可以应用的道理。
Therefore, we'd like to study this passage together.
来想想我们今天信主之后，我们所承担的责任。
And let us think about what are the commissions we're entrusted with after we have believed in Christ.
我们的生命到底可以是一个怎么样的生命来荣耀耶稣基督的？
And exactly what kind of life can we have that may be glorifying to our Lord Jesus?
所以我们要让主耶稣所写的我们这封信成为一个精彩、有内容、值得众人一再诵读的一封信。
Therefore, we must allow this epistle that is written by our Lord Jesus to become one that is living, and that all men will read it over and over again.
就像，然后这封信如果发挥了功用，那让那个所写那写信的人本身，他就会得到安慰，他就得到满足。
If this letter has taken effect, then those who read the letter will be comforted and will be satisfied.
就像保罗他写了一封严厉的信之后。
And just as how after Paul had written a very harsh letter,
这一封信让那些犯错人可以改变。
And this letter led those who have sinned to repentance.
这个写信的人他觉得很满足，很安慰。
And now the one who wrote the letters have been comforted.
他心里面就生出喜乐来。
And now this joy comes from his heart.
如果我们的这一封主耶稣的信可以真的发挥它的功效。
And likewise, we, the letter of Christ, can also have the same effect.
那主耶稣也会得到喜乐。
And likewise, our Lord will be joyful.
那我们真的就是在荣耀耶稣基督的名。
Then our life will be one that is glorifying the name of Christ.
所以第一节他这里说，我们岂是又举荐自己吗？
Therefore, in verse 1 says, do we begin again to commend ourselves?
岂向别人用人的见信给你们，或用人的见信给人吗？
Or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you?
我们就看到第一节一开头是用反讽的、反问的语气来问当时候在哥林多的信徒。
So we can see, starting from chapter 3, he had in return asked the members a question.
我们可以从教会历史里面看到，其实从使徒教会一开头的时候，不久以后， 就开始有所谓的冒牌的使徒在各地方流窜。
So you can see from the history of the church, even since the very beginning of the establishment of the church, false brothers have begun spreading false teachings.
那因为哥林多它是一个海港，是当时候一个很出名的地方，所以有很多人都会到那个地方去。
Oh, no, because Corinth is a seaport, it is a very famous place, so many people come to this place.
我们如果看先看哥林多后书第十一章。
If we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十三节
，verse 13。
当时候就有所谓的假使徒。
So there are some, those who are the false apostles.
十一章的第十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
那这里说有一些人是冒充的使徒。
And here says there are some deceitful workers.
他们装作基督使徒的模样。
And they have disguised themselves as Christ's apostles.
表示说，哎，他们好像有一个形象。很像是跟随耶稣的人。
So it seems that in form or in some appearance, they seem like Lord Jesus' apostles.
那这些人有可能是自我己见，就是说自我推荐自己。
But these people might have self-proclaimed themselves.
自称是使徒的。
They proclaim themselves as apostle.
因为以前也没有所谓 ID 啊，没有说你拿一个证明给我看嘛。
And before they don't carry another ID to prove yourself to be true.
所以《使徒行传》啊，不是那个《启示录》第二章第二节，当时候就有一些人真的是冒称是使徒的。
So、
但是教会如果有属灵的眼光，就可以分辨哪些人是真的，哪些人是假的。
Therefore, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 tell us that there were false prophets and false brothers, but those with spiritual eyesight are able to discern who are true, who are false.
通常都是在那个大城市里面会有一些假使徒出现的。
Usually, it is in the major cities that these false prophets will appear.、
哦、所以以弗所的教会，他们当时候也有一些假使徒来。装作使徒的模样，他们就可以分辨啊，你这是假的。
And back in the church of Ephesus, false apostles have also appeared, but they were able to discern that they were false.
那有时候这些假使徒他们会利用别人或教会的推荐信，到处去招摇撞骗，然后推销一些用自己更改过的道理来教导别人。
But many times these false apostles will use false letters of recommendations from different churches to preach false teachings.
这些人呢，他们传福音是有另外的目的的。
And for these type of people, they have a different purpose in preaching the gospel.
我们看哥林多后书二章十七节。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. Verse 17, for we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ.
你就看到当时有一些人是为利混乱神的道理。
So we know at that time, some people for the preach for the sake of gaining wealth.
那表示说，传福音是另外有企图的。
So they have a different motive in preaching the gospel.
要得到好处了。
So they may have some gains.
基本上不是为了真的这个救恩的在努力的人。
So they did not preach for the sake of the gospel.
腓立比书说他们的肚腹就是他们的神就是自己的肚腹要满足自己的欲望。
So second, in Philippians tell us their stomach is their own gods for their own contentment.
所以当时候其实有这样的一个假使徒出现了。
So at that time, these type of false apostles have already appeared.
那有时候教会为了要证明他们所差派的使者真正的身份，他们也会给这些使者有一封信的。
And during that time, in order for the churches to prove that the messengers they send are in fact true, they will allow the messengers to carry these letters of recommendations.
就像当时候，你看在安提阿的教会，他们要送保罗还有一些弟兄到耶路撒冷去开会的时候，他们身上就带着这个推荐信，所以让对方的教会知道他们是真正的身份是谁。
So in the past, when they send out workers to attend meetings or to another church, they would carry letters so the other church would know when these apostles are.
所以在早期的教会啊，他们教会跟教会的联系，写推荐信让对方了解这些人是谁是很平常的事。
So in the early churches, these letters of commendation between the churches are very widely seen.
比如说我们看哥林多前书第十六章。
For example, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
十六章的第三节。
Chapter 16, verse 3.Verse 3, and when I come, whomever you approved by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem.
你看这里有这个要送救济金到耶路撒冷去，看教会推荐谁啊？就写个信。然后就让这个人带着，就把这个钱、这些信息带到那边去。
So now they have to bring the collection of money to another church, and they have to bring this letter along with this messenger.
我们从保罗他所写的书信里面也常常看到，他向各地教会有时候都会推荐他的同工，要让 对方能够接待，也能够 尊重这些啊他的神的仆人。
And from the letters written by Paul, we can also often see how Paul wrote these letters of commendation, commending his fellow workers to other churches.
到第三章，一哥林多后书三章这 一开头，他这句话其实是当时候有一些人专门在毁谤攻击保罗的人。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, he is directly directing this question toward those who were criticizing Paul.
也就是说，他们说保罗，你这个人都是自我推荐，你就是在褒奖自己多好，是怎么样纯净啊，是耶稣基督的仆人。
So here there are people who criticize Paul, thinking that he raises himself high, and now he's commending himself to be better than others.
因为有人质疑他使徒的身份。
Because people, there are members who question his apostleship.
所以当时候保罗他就用这样的方式来答复这些攻击他的人。
So it is with this method, this way that Paul is replying to those who criticize him.
我们如果读到第十章，就会发现，这些人他们在毁谤保罗，他讲的非常的不客气的。
So we can see up until chapter 10, these people are not very polite in their criticism toward Paul.
他们说保罗这个人其貌不扬，言语粗俗，他的信又沉重又厉害。
And here says his letters are weighty and powerful. His bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible.
这个人其实长得不怎么样啊。
And he's not a very pleasant-looking person.
看他的信，哇，这个好像非常的有能力这样子。
But if looking at his letters, you may see he's a person of power.
那所以他这里第三章第一节特别说，岂向别人用人的见信或给你们，就是说这些假使徒，其实真的用了。从别的地方来的推荐信来证明自己是使徒的身份。
So he began by saying he's not like the false apostles who needed these letters of commendation to prove his own apostleship.
那这些人呢？这些在哥林多出现的假使徒呢？他们也可能用了哥林多教会的这些推荐信到别的地方去用，然后在那个地方又去传达这个。
And these false apostles that appeared at the Church of Corinth might have also used letters of commendation from the Church of Corinth and use it to preach false teachings at other churches.
所以其实我们从我们周遭的生活环境里面，我们就看到，其实有时候人的推荐信不太准的。
So from our environment, we may see sometimes people's letters of recommendations may not be too accurate.
就是推荐信有它的功用，但是我们不能够完全按照推荐信所写的内容去看这个人。
Letters of commendations have its own purpose and effectiveness, but we cannot judge a person based on those letters.
我们在找工作的时候，通常我们都需要老师或者是你过去工作过的单位为你写推荐信。
And for example, when we're looking for a new job, we all often need our directors or our past managers to write letters of recommendations for us.
因为对方怎么知道这个人是可不可以用？他通常都是要看看别人怎么来看这个人嘛。
And because how would anyone know how you were before? So they need to see these letters of recommendation to know how you are.
但是有时候推荐信写的会言过其实的。
But many times these letter of recommendations are over the top.
特别是在一个社会如果很标榜一个人的自我的表现形象的时候。
And so especially in a society that's emphasized on our self-image.
那通常我们都会把这个人包装得非常的完美。
And many times we will beautify a person.
因为这个社会已经是非常注重包装的社会了。
And because we know we are a society of
包装啊
appearance.
所以把自己我们通常都是会在人面前呈现一个很完美的形象。
So we will present ourselves as someone perfect.
所以其实我们要认识一个人，不是从别人所写的推荐信来看这个人来认识他们。
So we don't only come to know a person through these letters of recommendation from someone else.
我们不是听别人怎么说这个人。
And we don't come to know them by hearing it from someone else.
而其实要看他的表现是什么，他的言行举止是怎么。
But、actually, we need to see and observe how they are by our own eyes.
所以这是为什么一个单位他在雇人的时候，他都往推荐信写得不错，他来用了，他有一个试用期。看看这个人是不是真的可用。
So whenever a company is hiring a new person, they will have a trial period to test out how exactly this person is.
所以其实一个人他怎么样活在众人的面前才是重点。
So in fact, the way a person lives or present himself between men is the key.
而不是别人怎么来说这个人怎么样。
It is not dependent on how others describe him or her.
我想这些有经验的经理人，他们都知道要怎么样去 去评估这个人到底可不可用。
I believe all the experienced managers know how to evaluate whether they can hire this person or not.
我们现在看第二节，三章第二节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 2.
他说：“你们就是我们的见信。”
He says,
写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵。
You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men.
那这里，哥林多教会的信徒，他们信主以后。他们生命真的改变了。
After the members in Church of Corinth believe in Christ, their life have in fact transformed.
那哥林多教会是保罗建立起来的。
The Church of Corinth was established by Paul.
当然，保罗有他的同工，就是这个是神的福音的工人，在圣灵的全能带领底下建立的这个神的教会。
And during that time, it was by the power and the Spirit of Lord Jesus Christ that Paul and his co-workers established this church.
所以，哥林多教会本身就是保罗。跟他的同工们在主里做工的果效。
Therefore, the Church of Corinth itself is a fruit of Paul and his co-workers' labor in Christ.
那证明保罗跟他们同工都是神的仆人，真的是为福音努力的人。
And it proves true to that Paul and his co-workers are the true servants of Christ that they labor for the Lord's truth.
那这个道理，这个救恩是有功效的，是会改变人生命的。
And that this teaching, this salvation is effective, that it can transform people's life.
所以我们看一个人他的工作。有没有果效？就是看他到底做了什么事。
So you can see whether a person's work is effective or not. You can see what they have done.
他现在这里说，你们是写在我们的心里的。
And here says you are epistles written in our hearts.
那这句话，如果看不一样的翻译本，有的地方把它翻成你们是。是写在你们的心里的。
But some translation of the Bibles writes that you are your epistle, you are our epistle written in your hearts.
就是写在你们的心上了哈。
So you are written in your own heart.
那各自如果是你们的话，就跟第三节是连贯下来的。
But if it means your heart, then it is related to verse 3.
但是我们现在和合本圣经跟我们现在 NKJV 的圣经应该都是用。我们写在我们的心里。
But we know both the NIV and NKJV versions say that you are written in our hearts.
那这个写在我们，因为这个在原文上面，这个你们跟我们就差一点点了，不小心在抄的时候就从你们变成我们了。
Because in the original text, you and our, yours and our is only a little off. So, without being careful, you might mistranslate it.
那其实是写在我们的心里，就是写在保罗跟他同工的心里也没有问题的。
But it is also okay if it is written in our hearts, which means Paul and his co-workers.
这在强调这个哥林多教会的信徒他们真的是一直都放在保罗的心上。
It's only to emphasize how the members of Church Corinth were always in the hearts of Paul.
就是说这个保罗他做一个牧者他真的是有父亲的心情把这些信徒都放在他心里面一直不断的思想。
And Paul, serving as the pastor, he was always mindful of his sheep.
所以我们看第七章啊，刚才更多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
这就是他在表达他怎么样关爱众圣徒的心情。
And、now he expressed his care for the members.
第七章，请看第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3. Verse 3, I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together.
你看他这里，他特别说你们藏在我的心里
And here it says, you are often in my heart.
这就是信徒一直都在，信徒整个教会一直都放在保罗他的心上。
And that Paul had always been mindful of all the members and the church.
不管他到哪里，他总是对他所建立这个教会念念不忘。
And no matter where he went, he was often caring and mindful of this church.
那保罗到每一个地方去，他也不断地向众教会提出哥林多教会信徒的美好的见证。
And no matter where he traveled to, he would often bear the good witness of the Church of Corinth.
所以当时候，那些神的这些传道工人，其实就是把各地方美好的见证散布到各地方去的很重要的媒介。
So we know back then, the preachers, they were the main channel of spreading these wonderful witnesses and wonderful works of God to other churches.
你看，所以保罗他把教会的信徒放在他的心上。他到每个地方去，就述说他们美好的这些信仰的经历。
And now, when Paul had placed all the members in his heart, no matter where he went, he would tell the good stories to other people.
所以他才说，你们就是我们的见信，是被众人所知道、所念诵的。
And this is why he said that you are our epistle that is read and known by all men.
所以我们现在其实要去思想，信徒其实就是。这个福音的工人劳苦的结果。
And now we have to think about how these members are the labor of the workers.
我们从教会信徒的身上 就看出传道人所栽种的是什么。
So from the members of the church, we may understand what the pastors and the ministers have planted.
所以种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
If you plant a melon, you get a melon. If you plant a pea, then you get a pea.
今天我们做父母亲的，我们在教我们的儿女也是一样的，一样的道理。
And likewise today, when we teach our children today as parents,
我们在我们的儿女种下什么？他们就要收成什么
Whatever we plant in our children, the same they will sow when they grow up.
所以儿女就表现出父母亲他们所对儿女所付出的、所教育的结果
This is why today the children will reflect the efforts and the teachings their parents have put in them.
所以我们俗话才会说“虎父无犬子”嘛，哈，就是说那个。Tiger mother 不会产生一只小像小狗一样没有用的那个小孩啊。
So this is why today a tiger mother will not give birth to a little weak.
所以如果父母亲是很真的是很用心在栽培孩子的，那个孩子表现就不一样了。
Therefore today the parents put in a lot of effort in their children. The children will behave very differently.
一样，一个教会的工人花多少心思在牧养信徒，信徒的表现就是反映出这个工人他所栽种的。
And likewise, in the church, however amount of work of time the church workers have put into the members will also reflect.
这是为什么我们在哥林多前书第三章的时候看到圣经里面这样描述了。
This is why we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们现在看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.Chapter 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it, and let each other take heed how he builds on it.
11节
11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus.
12节
12, now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw.
13
13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it.Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
你看这里这一段圣经，保罗他其实在说明，今天这些工人他们花多少精神心思在建设教会，这个工程最后被试验。
So here tell us that of however much work and time and effort the workers have put in to building this church, in the end all will be tested.
这在说明这些工程就是这个信仰的工程。看我们用什么样材料去建造。
And also tell us what kind of work, what kind of materials we use to build up our faith.
今天这个教会如果不是把重心放在神的道理上面。
And today, if the church is not emphasized, places goal, or focus in the words of God.
重心不是放在传扬主耶稣基督福音上面。
The focus is not placed in preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
很自然的，内部一定会很多吵闹的声音。
And very naturally, there will be many dissensions and disputes within the church.
因为这个道理如果没办法被明白，众人就开始很多争执。
Because if the teachings cannot be understood, then there will be many dissensions amongst the members.
如果不是一致对外传福音，去执行主耶稣基督他所赋予的使命。
And if we cannot preach, evangelize in one accord and carry on the commission of Christ.
那我们本身就一定很容易看到对方的缺点。这个人怎么样？那个人怎么样
？Then it is very natural for us to place our focus on each other members is start to notice everybody's weaknesses.
因为当我们不是在对外传福音的时候
，Because when we're no longer preaching to other members,
我们的目标，我们的眼光就是看到教会里面的缺失了。
Then all we see, we place all of our focus on the shortcomings of the church and members.
这是为什么？一个教会如果他很积极在宣道的。
Therefore, it is why if a church is actively preaching the gospel,
那他们教会内部的问题就越来越少。
They will have less and less internal problems.
哦，因为这个宣道的工作要让我们见证神的全能、圣灵的能力。
Because the work evangelism is allow us to witness the great power and the spirit of God.
那当我们看到神救人的这个工程在进行的时候
，When we see the work of God's saving grace is at work,
我们看到我们的需要。
Then we will see our own needs.
我们需要在祷告上下功夫。
We see how we need to put in more effort in prayer.
我们需要在道理上更认知。
And we need to be more diligent in learning His teachings.
我们更要体会神的一些恩典来做见证。
And we need to experience His grace even more so we may testify for Him.
所以这个宣道的工作要让整个教会真的越来越成长。
And this is why the work of evangelism will allow a church to grow even more.
所以一个教会它怎么样？表现怎么生活，其实就反映这个工人他是怎么样 来建设的。
So how a church, how the members behave themselves will reflect the work and effort put in by the workers.
所以保罗他在哥林多后书三章特别强调说，你们就是我的建线。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3, Paul emphasized that you are our epistle.
写在我们的心上。
You are written in our hearts.
所以这个教会怎么表现跟保罗是有关系的。
So how a church behaves had to do with Paul.
这是为什么当他知道教会这么多问题的时候。
This is why when Paul discovered that there were so many problems with the church.
保罗他作为一个牧者，他心里面很急。
So as a shepherd, he was very anxious.
他就真的在神面前流泪祷告。
He cried and prayed before God.
然后他就赶快写信，要解决他们的问题，要去把真理解明。
Very quickly, he wrote letters, trying to correct their problems and explain the teachings to them.
我现在看回来第三章第三节。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3.
接下来他现在重点放在，他说你们明显是基督的信。
And now he said clearly, you are the apostle of Christ.
所以明显，他说你们明显的哦，是很清楚的，不是这样模模糊糊的，是主耶稣基督的信。
So very clearly, very obvious that you are an apostle of Christ.
那这个耶稣的信其实有两个意思。
So there are in fact two meanings to Epistle of Christ.
第一个就是耶稣基督是写这封信的作者。
First is that Jesus Christ is the author of this epistle.
我们信心的作者是耶稣基督。
And the author of faith of our faith is Lord Jesus Christ.
这是为什么哥林多希伯来书十二章第一节才说，第二节说，我们要仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，耶稣是我们救恩的作者。
And this is why in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 tell us that Lord Jesus Christ is the author of our faith, so we must look up to him.
所以我们每一个人都是主耶稣基督的作品。
So all of us are the work of our Lord.
那第二个内涵就是
And second meaning is that
我们这一封信的内容跟本质基本上就是耶稣基督。
And the nature and the content of this letter itself is Jesus Christ.
所以我们这封信就在表明耶稣基督到底是谁。
Therefore, this letter, we ourselves, is to manifest and explain who Jesus Christ is.
所以我们每一个人信主以后
，This is why after all of us have believed in Christ,
很自然的就被摆在世人眼前。
And very naturally, we have been placed before mankind.
别人要从我们的身上能认识耶稣。
Others will see and know Christ through us.
我们的表现就要让人来评论他这个作者到底好不好。
And our behaviors, our deeds, will be judged by men to see whether the author of this letter is good or not.
有时候我们看一封信哦，看这个文学作品。
Many times when we read a literature or a letter,
我们看到一个书如果写得很好，我们就知道哇，这个作者真的非常有深度。
If a book is well written, then we will say that this is a very good author.
所以人家是借着书信本身是不会讲话的。
So we know the letters, the words don't speak for itself.
但是书信本身就表达这个作者本身的内涵是什么。
But the book and the writings itself will reflect the nature of the author.
所以现在圣经告诉我们说，我们是明显的是基督的信。
Now the Bible tells us clearly we are an epistle of Christ.
借着使徒，就是借着这些神的工人写成的。
It was written and ministered by the apostles, the workers.
所以保罗跟这些同工，他们只是主耶稣基督所使用的器皿。
Paul and his co-workers are merely vessels used by Christ.
是主耶稣基督用他们来写这些信。
And Lord Jesus Christ used them to write these epistles.
所以哥林多教会的每一个信徒都是神借着保罗来服侍所产生的作品。
Therefore, every member of the Church of Corinth are the work, from.
其实他这个修成的这个意思本身就是服侍的意思。
So the work itself, the meaning means servitude.
就是说
service.
就是这些教会信徒是因为保罗他做工，他服侍本身像仆人在服侍他们，最后他们都能够归信耶稣基督，然后成为主的门徒。
So the members of the Church of Corinth are the result of Paul's servitude for Christ.
所以有这些仆人他们的奉献，他们的服侍，这些信才真的写成了。
So it is with the sacrifice and service of these servants, these workers, that these members and these letters were written.
所以他说，今天我们每一个信主的人都是主耶稣基督的信。
It is why every one of us who have believed in Christ are the letters of Christ.
他这里特别强调说，他说不是用墨写的。
And here emphasized they were not written by ink.
是用永生神的灵写的。
But by the Spirit of the Living God.
这个墨表示是用这些律法、这些字句、这些条文。
Ink represents the law and the customs and decrees.
那永生神的灵表的是圣灵。
The Spirit of the Living God means the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们每一个信主的人，
Therefore, today, for all of us believers,
其实是圣灵的工作。
In fact, we are the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵他一方面感动他的仆人，加给他的仆人能力，能够到处去传福音。
It is on one hand that the Holy Spirit has empowered His workers so that they may preach the gospel everywhere they go.
这些神的器皿，神所用的人，他们能够有勇气、有智慧，把这个福音把它见证出来。
That the workers, the vessels of Christ, have the courage and power to manifest and reveal His teachings.
但是另一方面，这个圣灵感动这个听的人，他们能够打开他们的心，愿意接受耶稣基督做救主。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit moves the ears of those listening so they may open their heart and receive this message.
他们可以明白这些传福音的人他所讲的信息。
They may understand the message preached by these ministers.
所以我们每一个人其实都是借着圣灵的工作来认识耶稣，来接受耶稣的。
Therefore, all of us have come to know Christ and accepted Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这个信是用圣灵写成的。
This is why we, the epistle was written by the Holy Spirit.
接下去说，他说不是写在石板上，是写在心板上。
Following, it says not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh that is on the heart.
旧约的律法、诫命是神用指头写在石板上。
We know the laws of the Old Testament were written, the commandments were written on the stone tablets.By God's fingers.
在我们之前读的出埃及记31章、32章里面，他重复的强调，诫命、律法是神亲自写在石板上。
And Exodus chapter 31-32 repeatedly emphasized how the laws are written on the tablets of stone, by God's own fingers.
但是新约时代，主耶稣基督救恩是用神的灵写在我们的心板上的。
The Lord Jesus' salvation and the New Testament time have been written in our hearts by the Spirit.
所以耶利米书31章这样写。
This is why in Jeremiah chapter 31 says.
我们看耶利米书31章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
早在先知的时代，圣灵就这样子预言了。
Long in the time of the prophets, the Holy Spirit had prophesied.
耶利米书31章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
看33节。
Verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
34节.
No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, that they shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forget their iniquity and their sins, and I will remember no more.
你看这里，这些日子以后，在以后，你看这个日子满足的时候，神他说要在我们的心上写上他的道理。
So now it says, when the days are up, the Lord will write His commands in our hearts.
他跟我们立的约是写在我们的心板上的。
The covenant He made with us are written in our hearts.
所以救恩，你看，今天我们是要用心灵跟诚实来拜神，来领受。
This is why today we need to worship and receive our Lord with spirit and truth.
我们今天接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Today after we have received Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
并不是因为有这些律法的条文来规范我们。
It is not because we're constrained or bounded by these commands and laws.
而是因为我们可以感受到耶稣基督他用他的宝血，用宝血来跟我们立约的这个伟大的救恩。
Because we have truly experienced this great salvation, which the Lord had made a covenant with us through His very own blood.
所以，我们现在看回来《哥林多后书》3章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说第四节说，我们因为基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。
Verse 4, for we have such trust through Christ Jesus toward God.
这一切都是由主耶稣基督开始的。
All began with Christ Jesus.
他是一切救恩，我们今天拥有一切的作者。
And He is the author of all that we possess, all that we have today.
所以我们今天每一个主的门徒都是主耶稣向世人公开的一封信。
Therefore, today all of us, the apostles of Christ, are in an open letter to this world.
这封信就写着基督的信。
And this letter, records of our Christ Jesus.
因为世人看不见耶稣基督。
Because men in this world cannot see Lord Jesus Christ.
但是看得到每一位信主的人的表现。
But they can see the work and deeds of every member who believe in Him.
主的这一封信，如果真的是写在我们的心板上。
And this letter of our Lord is truly written in our hearts.
而且用圣灵写的。
It's also written by the Holy Spirit.
那么主耶稣基督的他种种的特性。就会从我们的身上显明出来。
The many natures and essences of our Lord Jesus will also be manifested, revealed through us.
从主耶稣基督是这个作者本身来看。
From the point that Lord Jesus Christ is the author of this letter.
耶稣基督他的荣耀跟我们每个人都有关系的。
The glory of Christ Jesus is directly related to all of us.
就好像，因为我们今天是主耶稣的作品呢。
Just as today we are the work of Lord Jesus.
所以我们要怎么知道一家店，它这个店可不可靠？ 有没有好品质呢
？So today, how do we know that this certain store has quality and have a quality assurance?
就是从这家店里面所卖的货物来判断的。
So you can tell by the products they sell in the store.
我们要怎么知道说，哎，这一个创作人他的作品到底有没有深度
？So today, how do we know whether this author or this innovator is someone of depth or good?
就值得去花钱来拥有他的作品。
Or that we are willing to spend our money to buy something he creates.
就是看到他所创造出来的东西，哎，觉得很有格调，很有内涵，你觉得很值得。
And that is today, if we can see with our eyes something that he creates, it's worthy of our time, of our money, then we will buy it.
所以世人他是从这个教会里面的人看出这间教会。是不是真的是真教会
？Therefore, today, people in this world will know whether this church is a true church by seeing its members.
这个世界是从跟随耶稣人的表现来看耶稣到底是谁。
So this world will know Christ Jesus through those who believe and follow him.
所以有时候我们在想说，这个世界上啊，在这个世代里面，我们传福音越来越难。
So this sometimes today we may think it is getting harder and harder to preach, in this generation.
其实我们可以分析很多很多原因。
But today we might analyze many different possible reasons.
但其实如果我们静心想一想看。
But if we really quiet down and think to ourselves.
传福音最大的障碍，其实并不是这个整个大环境本身。越来越趋向于世俗。
And the greatest obstacle in preaching the gospel itself is not the fact that this world is becoming ever more secular.
没有错，这个整个大环境越来越趋于败坏，对神的要求越来越不在意了。
It is true, and it is a fact that this great environment, this world, is becoming its degrading its moral standards.
但其实这个大环境本身不是最大的阻碍。
But the great environment itself, the world itself, is not the greatest obstacle.
最大的问题就在于每一个。口里承认耶稣，说他是耶稣的门徒，他们所表现出来的不良的行为，在世人面前所造成的障碍。
And the greatest obstacle itself actually comes from every member who profess that they are the followers of Christ.
所以我们今天如果说我们是真耶稣教人们信徒
，For example, today if we are the members of True Jesus Church,
别人是从我们的身上看出这个教会到底是不是真的。
And today others will see whether or not this church is a true church through our behaviors.
有时候不是。纯粹是在于说我们到底多会讲，会怎么会要把这个资本到底讲得多清楚。
And today isn't that depend on how eloquent of speech we have or how clear we can explain our teachings.
其实是在于我们怎么表现的。
But in fact, it all depends on how we behave.
我们在世人面前怎么样活出基督的形象。
And how we live out the image of Christ before others.
你看，就好像今天。有些人他们要拼命要去挤名校嘛，要去大学挤那个很出名的学校。
We know today many want to make it into the elite schools, the colleges.
因为我们看这个毕业生基本上就是这个学校本身最好的广告。
So we know that the graduates from those elite schools are the best promotions or ads for those schools.
为什么这些名校他那个招牌都不会掉漆？就是说，这个名校的招牌一直都在那边，很多人那个。每一个世代的学生都一直要拼命去挤那个好学校。
So why is it that after so many generations, all the students are still trying their best to make it into those prestigious schools?
因为从这个学校毕业的学生哦，都表现得很好。
Because everyone who have graduated from those schools, behave themselves very well.
所以有人他们就在分析啊，哪些学校毕业生啊，他们在哪一个领域啊，有一些很出色的表现。众人就会很渴望说，也能够进这样一个学校。
And this is why through analysis, students who graduate from certain schools, are top in certain professions.
So people want to make it in those schools.
So they don't need any advertisement for themselves.
因为他的每一个毕业生就是他的活的广告。
Because every student who graduated from their school is a living advertisement.
那我们看到，哎，这个人表现说，哎，果然，哎，他真的是从名校毕业的。
And if you see this person, how this person act and behave himself, then you can say that this person truly is from that school.
其实有时候我们想一想，我们的儿女其实也是父母亲的招牌。
So today, if you think about it, our children are in fact also our very own signatures or advertisement.
有什么样的父母亲，其实又可能教出什么样的儿女来。
So how we are as parents today, likewise will raise the same kind of children.
所以我们一定要花心思在我们的儿女身上。
So we must put in the time and effort in our children.
要注意，要让他们表现出真的是。耶稣基督的门徒。
You must be careful, be mindful, so that they may grow up like an apostle of Christ.
那我们的孩子的朋友， 他们的同学，他们都知道说，哎，这个家庭是信耶稣的，
so、
这耶稣教的门徒。
So their student, their friends, and their friends from school will know that they are a Christian family.
所以，我们基督徒本身是主耶稣基督对这个社会、这个世人的推荐信。
Therefore, today, as a Christian, we are all epistles from Lord Jesus Christ to this world.
让世人在我们身上看到耶稣基督来。
So that others may see us through, see Christ through us.
其实我们如果想一想啊。
So if we think about it,
这封信我们每一个人信主以后，这封信都还在写，不是吗？
After we believe in Christ, we are all still writing this letter.
我们的生命只要还延续的时候，
as long as our life still goes on,
我们就是主耶稣一直在我们的生命里面写的一封信。
We continue to be this letter, being written by our Lord.
这封信还没有写完，
and this letter has not yet finished.
但是应该要越写越精彩了。
But it should be a letter that becomes more and more lively and interesting.
当我们信主越久以后，
the more that we believe in Christ,
别人越在我们的身上看到，我们越像基督耶稣。
And the more that others can see Christ through us.
所以我们要让主耶稣基督在我们的生命里面真的完成他精彩的作品。
So we must be able to allow Lord Jesus Christ to finish His work through us.
要让我们的这个生命真的能够成为一封好信。
That our life may become this well-written letter.
我们要不断的依靠圣灵。
So we must continue to rely on the Holy Spirit.
因为这个信是用神永生神的灵写的。
Because this letter is written by the Spirit of the Living God.
所以今天我们如果真的能够追求被圣灵充满，在祷告里面下功夫。
Therefore, today we can put in the effort to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那么我们这封信就越来越精彩。
That this letter of ours will become more and more lively.
世人真的可以从我们的生命里面看到耶稣基督的形象。
That this world, all men may truly see the image of Christ through us.
所以我们每一个人其实都有一个很重要的工作。
So all of us today carry this very important task.
从世人的眼光来看，我们一点也不重要，我们微不足道。
From the standpoint of mankind, perhaps we're someone insignificant, someone very minute.
但是主把一个重要的工作放在我们身上。
But today our Lord had put this very important task on all of us.
啊，所以我们现在最后看哥林多后书第四章。
Now let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章，请看第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这里说我们有宝贝放在瓦器里。
And we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
And that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
我们今天是主耶稣的作品。
And today we are the treasure of Christ.
是主的一封信。
We're the work and the epistle of Christ.
这封信要一直写下去。
So this letter must continue on.
这封信是神用圣灵在写的。
This letter is written by the Holy Spirit of God.
这封信，这个纸，这个可能没有什么价值。
But today, perhaps this paper is of no value.
本来一张纸没有什么价值。
And we know a paper may be worthless.
你看有，现在不是有很多那个出名的画家吗？
We know today there are many famous artists.
哎，那个出名的画家以前他用过的纸，他写过字的，他画过画的，哇。现在就变得价值连城。
But we know any papers that were once used or painted on by those artists, famous artists, are now priceless.
这个人如果出名以后，有时候他用的就是 Nike， 他这么写几个字，哇，就变得很多很有价值的，不是吗
？And so when a person become famous, even the napkin that he had written or had drawn on have now become of great value.
我们今天其实就是像一个瓦器一样。
But today all of us are just like this.
很卑贱的，很容易碎的。
This lowly vessel easily broken up.
但是现在神用他的圣灵在我们的心板上要写出他的心。
But now Christ Jesus through His Holy Spirit will write this letter on our tablets, our heart.
这就是
tablets of heart.
今天我们成为宝贝了，在神眼中成为宝贝了。
Today in the eyes of God, we have become this treasure.
我们是神能力的彰显。
For we are the manifestation of His power.
愿我们都能够成为主耶稣基督的信。
May all of us become an epistle of Lord Jesus Christ.
让众人从我们身上认识耶稣。
That all men may come to know Christ through us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him together.
400首。
Sing Him for